Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And when we were gathered together, and we are come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow seed. Thank you. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Verse 7, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And others fell on the good ground, and sprang up, and bore fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath and hears, let him hear. And in the book of Revelations, he added something that was not there. Say that hath and hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So, before now, you could not say what the Spirit is saying to the church. So Jesus would say that and hear. But after Jesus left and the Holy Ghost came, then he would say, let him that heard and hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to the church. Now, let's read Matthew 13. I want to show you the same scripture, and I just bring out one point. Tell your neighbor one point. You don't have to be a special person to be a good cook. Even if it's with 500 naira. Though I don't know if that's still possible. But I saw it somewhere online. Yeah. Say a good woman can use 500 naira. Then the man too who is giving her 500 naira is stupid. Then the woman should be taken away and given to a better man. Yeah. Anyway, that's when we come from marriage class, we talk about that. So you should stop glorifying laziness. Stop glorifying, oh God. You are called a man for a reason. Say amen. I say you are called a man for a reason. Yeah. You are not a boy. If you are not married and you are sleeping around, you are a boy doing men games, but without not wanting the responsibility. Because the moment she tells you she's pregnant, you start shouting. So if you know you are not ready for adult responsibility, don't even read the Bible. Just stop. You understand? This is a brotherly advice. Now, look at verse 4. This thing is too deep. I don't know if it's my voice or maybe it's the Spirit of God that is very deep this morning. Verse 4. And when he had sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. I'm going to show you something here. And the fowls came up and devoured them. Please look at this verse very critically. The sower went out and he sowed, and some of the seeds fell where? By the wayside. Then he told us that the fowls came and devoured them. So this is the situation. These four categories of people, the brother who is by the wayside, he sat in front, but spiritually is by the wayside. But he sat in front. He was jotting. But spiritually is by the wayside. Everybody will sit together in the church. Come on, are you here? So everybody together in church. The brother other brother who was on a rocky foundation and was crushed. Please, can you get me under mic? Was crushed because there was no moisture. They were also in church. Do you understand me? Then the brother who had 100-fold, 60-fold, everybody was in church this morning. The only thing is that we will not write it on your head. So we will not know, so that there can be love in the house of God. Are you with me? So that there can be love. Thank you. Hallelujah. I said it. You want to give me the voice of a prayer warrior? Hallelujah. Now, look at this verse, and I started investigating. God, bring it down. God gave a fair chance to everybody who heard the word. But there was a reason that the enemy found it quite easy to pick the word of God that you received. He didn't even give it a fighting chance. And I began to investigate, what was it about? You see, because go back to that former scripture, Luke chapter 8 and verse 4 to 8. You will notice when he was talking about the guy on the rocky soil, he told us that the reason why that guy was crushed was because it lacked moisture. Are you with me? I think go to verse 5 or so. Verse 6. Let's try verse 6. Look at that. It says, some fell upon the rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away. Because is the reason in this matter. If we are able to identify and treat what is causing that thing, then the guy will prosper. I don't know if you are with me so far. But look, go back to verse 5. Luke 8:5. If you read Matthew chapter 13, you will not see the reason why that particular brother, are you with me? That particular brother, those category of people that were on the wayside. If you read Matthew chapter 13, you will not see why they had issues. It's in Luke chapter 8, you will see it. What's in Luke 8? He said, he went out to sow, some fell by the wayside, and it was what? That's the reason. People come into the house of God, they receive the word of God. Their immediate response can make them an easy target for Satan. And please, when Jesus speaks, he's not telling you one love, the universe, do what works for you. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am life. It is an emphatic statement. You can't do anything about it. Jesus didn't say there are options anywhere. He said, I am. I am is an emphatic God statement. Look at that scripture. He said, it fell by the wayside, but that was not the problem. Have you found, for those of you who live in homes where the floors of your compound are cemented, do you sometimes find grass is growing out from the mist? It's not where the thing fell. It's the response. Are you with me? Now, I want to look at this because this message is titled Bearing Fruit with God's Word. Bearing fruit with God's Word. Now, let me read one other scripture to you. Luke chapter 8, same chapter, verse 18. Luke chapter 8 and verse 18. Please, I need you to pay attention to me and understand where I want you to see the reason why we are listening to the same messages, but we are not getting the same result. Look at this. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which is him to have. Now, do you have New Living Translation? Do you have New Living Translation? Do you have Amplified? What other version do you have? Do you have... okay, let me read. Please just note, write in your note to look out for the Amplified and the New Living Translation. But let me read what is there. Now, why we have this scripture, Luke 8:18 in King James. Listen to this. New Living Translation. So pay attention to how you hear. For to those who listen to my teachings. You know, in King James, he said, for those who have. New Living Translation says, for those who listen. That means when God speaks, he's transmitting something to you. For those who, this one says, for those who have. New Living says, for those who listen to my teachings. Look at what he's saying. More understanding will be given. So it's not like the Naaman that came and wanted to listen once. No, you will go back seven times. You will listen. Something is telling you, you have not found everything yet about that. Sometimes you may be listening to a message, God is showing you something, but you now realize that there are other things that pastor didn't say. And you begin to study, and God begins to honor it and bless you. He said, for those who listen to my teachings, more understanding. So when you read in King James, he said, more will be given. New Living Translation broke it down properly and said, more will be given speaks of understanding. That means you will have, you will be given access to the reality of what God is saying. He said, but for those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Come on, say after me, I'm obedient to the word of the Lord. Say it again, I'm obedient to the word of the Lord. Because listen, technology, modernization, things will continue to change. But the word of God will not change. Are you with me? The word of God will not what? It will not change even if all of us gang up against it. In fact, what Jesus said to us is that if an entire generation stands up and says they will not praise him, he said he will command stones. That's how big God is on alignment. That you cannot choose the way you serve God. You have to look at the way he wants to be served, then you serve him. Praise God. Are you still here? The church is quiet. Good morning. Are you still here? He said, let me read the Amplified to you. He says, so be careful how you listen. Can you see the emphasis that God places on hearing? Because whatever goes into your ears enters your soul. He said, be careful how you listen, for whosoever has a teachable heart. That's Amplified. Whosoever has a teachable heart. I didn't say we are not listening. I said, is your heart soft enough for God to impress upon it? That's what we are saying here. Whosoever has a teachable heart, more understanding will be given. And whosoever does not have a longing for truth, even what he thinks he has will be taken away from him. It's not God that will take it away. It is the nature and the way life works that will confirm to you that you don't know anything. Have you continued into the exam hall before you to realize you can't even remember anything? But you are doing tutorials for others. You are... some time ago, I was in... while I was doing my second degree, we were in class. Somebody said, let's come for tutorials. So I said, it's good though, for those of us that don't read. Let's go. It was a course in statistics. So somebody now say, I'm not going for that, whatever. That lady, she was just using you to rehearse what she has crammed. You know, I never thought about it. Like, somebody read something. He wants to prove to himself that he has known it. You know, I said, come now, let's do it, I'll teach you. So you will not notice those people. While they are teaching you, at some point they will be stuck. Because you will ask them one question they didn't think about. So they're like, okay, let's let's use LCM instead of ACF. He's confused. That's okay. You know what? Can we come again tomorrow? I will solve it. Go and sit down. You're using us to practice your book. Meanwhile, if they teach you advanced statistics from 8 a.m. to 12 in the afternoon, the only person who knows it amongst you is the person that is teaching you. You will still need to go home, carry your calculator, and start pressing it. If you don't do that, you will never know it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I wish just by talking to me, I have known it. But until you see that, you must punch that calculator. You must. Say, yeah, this is what she said. You have failed. It's not what she said. It's what you have exercised in righteousness. You have tested it. Come on, are you see here? But how you hear matters. Now, imagine we got to that tutorial. Because somebody in our mind already has the mindset that Vivian wants to use us to learn. In other words, she crammed it. She now wants to, yeah, if I can teach it, it means I know it. So she will do all say, yeah, Vivian, sorry, that formula, does it apply to this place? Yeah, let's try it. She's using it to learn. But you know, because she's writing, her mind is capturing every image. And then you, because you don't even understand, the moment they take the duster, wipe off the board, everything you've been seeing, we wipe off. It's not just to be willing to hear. It is the readiness of mind. Huh? That is very important. Amplified version calls it a teachable spirit. Willingness to learn. The ways of God will always be hidden to any mortal man until you have passed the test of, Father, if you show me your way, I will go in that direction. Can you see how simple this message is? Eh? But it's deep. Hallelujah. Now go back to verse 5. Luke 8:5. He said, some fell by the wayside, and it was what? It was trodden down. That trodden down was the response of the person who heard it. It was the response. Every time God tells you, tomorrow don't eat, fast. For whatever reason God did not tell you, but he told you fast. And then you remember that you have ulcer. Because the devil has a very fantastic way of reminding you of things you don't need to remember. When you didn't remember the ulcer you were fine. The day you remember, you started having ulcer pains. Who knows what I'm talking about? You are fine until you remember the doctor said, come back next week. There's something that they have a medical term for it, but they call it medically induced hypertension. That means you are going into the hospital. The thought that you are entering the hospital, your blood pressure rises. The moment they put that cuff on your hands to check your blood pressure, you will see the blood, it will be running to heaven. But it's a psychological thing. But look at how something that you are thinking about is affecting your body. I don't know if anybody is hearing me. Are you still here? What you think will not only affect your body, it will affect your life, it will affect your destiny. Take it out you hear. Put a filter inside. Because God is always right. The reward that God gives comes to those with ears to hear. God doesn't reward the disobedient person, even though he may be speaking in tongues. Do you understand what I'm saying? God never, a man who rationalizes what God says, will struggle. Is the way it is. Come on, say, I repent. Come on, say, I repent. Ah, you are not here. Come on, say, I repent. A man who finds it easy to tell others, I was praying, God told me about you. But he doesn't have a record of obeying God personally, will suffer. So don't gamble it. When you see some of us like this, we already know that we are sinners. We keep coming close to God. It's for a reason. We don't want to be too far because we know where we are coming from. Take it how you hear. This particular set of guys, they heard the word of God. But for some reason, they despised it. They disregarded it. This issue of despising the word of God can cost you your life. Most people that I think of or that I know, even in scriptures, who disregarded the word of the Lord, they didn't do it because they wanted to offend God. Hello? Did Samson not know he was in Nazareth? Or that he was in Nazarene? Didn't he know? But who will correct Samson? None of you is as anointed as him. Okay, come now. You say what? They say you want to see me. What do you want to say? Say, actually, I saw you are going to, there are some areas when you go there, people are asking, what are you doing there? Because the only people there are prostitutes. You understand? We saw you at Angwan, this and this one. Angwanua. We saw you at Angwanua. That place, even if you're a pastor, you cannot go alone. You must go with a brother or a sister because you will not come back. If I don't go with a brother, two of you may not come back. You need to go with a sister. That will be calling Brother Mark, Brother Mark, Brother Mark. As when you are hearing Brother Mark, Brother Mark, your brain will be like, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. But you know, when we remove all these brother and sister from our names, then you find people fornicating. Say Kenny. Say Taiwo. Say Tai. Say Funky. When we started... Go, okay. Just think about it. I won't say more than that. Because some people accuse me that I always eat people below the bed. But think about it. Peradventure, it will help you. So, bro, Femi, we must go back to where we are coming from. Eh? You understand? You see, there are people that study the word of God. There are people that study the word of God, but they are not fruitful with it. Meanwhile, I may be hearing the same thing that you are hearing, but I'm getting better results. I was sharing this story with Pastor David. I think maybe Pastor David, I don't know, my wife. I don't know if there was any other person. Okay, with some of, Pastor Ego and Pastor Ose. I got a call. I was in the city recently. I was preaching. So while the message was going on, then after the message, I started prophesying. So there was a brother in that crowd, about maybe like 300 people in that meeting. So I said, the brother over there wearing this color, please come. Then I said, the Lord asked me to tell you that he has started a massive recovery program in your life. And everybody shouted, amen. Then I began to prophesy more about his life. And I was speaking into his life. And I told him, this is not one of those prophecies that we hang. This one will come to pass by the word of the Lord. And he said, amen. This was somewhere in November last year. Then he called me. When was your birthday? Thursday. He called me on Thursday. So I was with my wife. He called me on Thursday. And he was weeping. Apparently, he had lost my number. So he called somebody else, and he got my number, he called. Then he said, Pastor, I wanted to be sure. Please hear this story, I'll just paraphrase it. So he said, what you didn't know the day you prophesied to me is that I'm a graduate of computer science. I'm extremely good with computing, writing programs. He said, but I've never had a job for 11 years. Are you hearing that, brother? Said, I've never had a job like that. I went to work. Then after the 1 month, they give me salary. That's never happened. But I'm a graduate. Said, I've been a bricklayer. That there's no job I've not done. But I'm a graduate. Said, so for you, when you were prophesying, you might have thought your prophecy was a general. He said, it wasn't general. That was my situation. Recovery of years. The word of the Lord, once it is spoken, it doesn't die. It doesn't die. It takes on the life of that word and will be looking for a worthy person. That's how I know that prophecy can be hijacked. If I tell you now that the word of the Lord is in your house, and in 3 days your life will be completely changed. You say amen the way you said it. And she stands up and runs around and says, amen, 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 amen. The thing will move to her. Because the pull of faith can drag it. The same way Jesus was going with resurrection power to raise the daughter of Jairus, and yet the people were around him, they couldn't connect with it. It was one woman that pushed just a touch and she was healed. 12 years. 12 years of affliction. You have to be sensitive. You can't be in this thing without being a shouter. You must have a screaming spirit. I'm telling you. After that meeting, I traveled back to Lagos. The brother was driving. He had a small car he was trying to use for Uber. Then he picked up a woman, and the woman just looked at him and said, I like you. The woman is about 60 years old. Say, are you a graduate? He said, yes. What did you study? Now, listen, before every David, you will meet a Saul. Did you hear what I said? I said, before every David, you will see something that looks like it, but it's not it, but it will be promising. So don't be too excited. Hold your ground. If the thing comes in a way, just hold on, check it. It may be a soul. The woman came and she said, I'll give you a job, but you have to join our association. So the brother said, Madam, which church? The woman said, I'm not a Christian. Okay, madam, are you a Muslim? She said, no. Sorry, madam, in this country, there are only two religions, Christian or Muslim. Oh, is there an NGO? She said, no. Madam, sorry, what association? Now, there are women that you see, if you see their skin, you know they are not suffering. Ah, yes. When I was in Olubi Johnson Church, Reverend Olubi Johnson in Ibadan, scripture pastor. And I shook the hands of his wife. That day I knew my hands were very hard. See the way she just say, you're welcome. It's like, let me hold her. Like velvet. These hands have not seen suffering in Ibadan. Hey, if this one just touch you and say, come, my brother, how are you? Will you stay with me this time? I have stayed already. I have stayed. You want to go back to that bricklayer life? It's not all these hands I'm seeing here. There are some hands there. These ones are prayer warriors. These ones, when they touch you, you know something touched you. You see, after I was doing my master's in Ife, but I still remember that touch. So you know what I'm talking about. Somebody's wife. She's even much older, but I still remember. So I don't know how this young man are marrying old women. You won't know. Don't try it, oh. I will even join you. You understand? I won't join. Forget about it. The woman said, it's an Hindu religion. Say, Hindu? Say, yes. Say, so we are going to, he said, and the woman now said, before you try to start playing like you're a Christian, many of your people, including your pastors, we give them powers. She said it. Huh? So, say, don't forget about all those, you want to be righteous. She now picked her phone, called somebody in Lagos, and put it on speaker. Pastor Tunde, how are you? Mama, good morning, man. Say, yes, take down this name. I want you to give him a job. Let the money be between 1 million or so. I want him to buy a land. I want him to be okay. He said, okay, mama, give him the phone. That's the interview. Young man, what's your name? Sam Femi Akinduro. Say, okay. Do you want Abuja or Lagos? Do you see that every time God moves, many times it can carry dust with it? If you are not patient, you will see something and think it's God. After all, the prophet said, which prophet? I'm not the one. I want you to learn, because this is a real life testimony that I was involved with. It's not somebody's ministry, it's this one. They brought the man said, okay, wear your suit, go to our office in Asokoro on Monday. It was a Friday. When you get there, call me. Your seat is there waiting for you. You resume, your salary will be 850,000. While driving. They didn't ask him for certificate. They didn't ask him for what, is it true you went to school? Just because she is, in quote, belongs to an association. That association overrides whatever he has. They may put him in that organization as an admin officer, but don't kid yourself, it's 850,000. And I said, why don't you come to Lagos? Lagos has the opportunity. So, okay, go and sit down. It's 850,000. By the time you do well, you move to 1.2. You know, by the time he had that conversation, his faith. The woman said, take me home. The woman is not, lives alone in a mansion in Abuja. He said he got to the compound, see orderlies, security people, doing like this for one woman. Ah. They sat in the parlor. So the woman said, no, follow me to my... So he took him upstairs and then brought out their book, their Bible, their own Bible. He said, open it and begin to read in front of me. He said, open it and begin to read out loud in front of me. He said, then he heard the voice of God say, if you try it, you are gone. My time is up. We'll continue this story next week. I want to vote against you. Are you hearing something? I have not entered this message. You know me, I boot. So when I boot finish, the message will start. But are you hearing something? Come on, are you hearing something? I don't know. Did you hear what I said so far? So the woman said, give me 2 minutes. The woman said, and the Lord said to her, if you open that book, you are gone. Number one, you should not have come up here. He said, now. Then he thought within himself, if he refuses to obey this woman, he remembered all the soldiers and the orderlies downstairs. And the woman says he tried to steal. Then you move from receiving a prophecy to suffering. If they deal with you there, nobody will hear your voice. And if you've been to Gariki too, been to some of these big places, there are fences. If they kill you, you will not. Nobody will know somebody died inside that compound. I'm not joking. Go to Abuja. The Abuja you see on Channel Station is not the real Abuja. Say so. He now use wisdom. He say, Mama, I want to go home and read this book. Then I will write all my questions, so that you can now educate me. The woman said, no. He say, Mama, because of time, you know, I need to say, but I really want to say, I don't want to rush. Say, God mercifully allowed the woman to agree. So he took the book and left. Then they started hunting him. When are you coming back? When are you coming back? Where are you? Say, come to the house. Say, Mama, I can't come to the house. Let me come and meet you here outside. You are so shopping mall. I will drive there. The woman said, no, it's fine. Say, Mama, I'm driving. I'll come and meet you there. He didn't want to stay with her in a lonely place again. You have not seen attack. When you see some attack, you'll be wrong. You now know when the Bible says flee. You saw somebody for the first, just picking eye on a vehicle, and you got a job of 850,000, no interview. The woman said to him, I don't need work. The God I serve ensures I have money. It's not work. Say, so don't kid you, you want to work, feel free. Say, but we have entered a covenant that takes care of us. And you, now, okay. If not, I will go into another scripture and show you where God says, call together my sons who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. There are certain demands that the covenant will give to you. Not the one that you are praying for them to transfer your boss. Because you are tired. He said eventually he went back when the woman was not at home, dropped the book at the door. Say, Mama, say I should give it to you. By the time the woman heard that they brought a book, she was angry, she wanted to curse the boy. That sacred book cannot be held by a non-entity. You gave our sacred book to a gate man. Do you know what you have done? Say, Mama, the woman was fuming like she wanted to become a dragon. That book is too holy. If you are not interested, if you are not part of us, you shouldn't touch it. Forget about the fact that your own Bible is in your iPad, but I'm just telling you. That's how we blocked the woman, ran away, and then God now stepped in. Because the plan of God will start like a baby, like a seed, then to begin to grow. How much did he lose when he didn't take that woman's job? 850,000. Then he saw a job offer. Program coordinator or something. So he applied. The devil is always attracted to the glory of God over your life. Which was what the woman saw. And she wanted to hijack. The way Nebuchadnezzar wanted to hijack the glory on Daniel and his three friends. Why was it immediately after the prophecy that they noticed him? He has been in that same city for 11 years. No job. Not even contract. Come on, are you with me? After that episode, then he applied for a job. They invited him for the interview. And they, at the end of the interview, guess what the HR guy said? He said, you are not qualified for this job. He said, but I like you. The same language that woman used. He said, but I like you. And in that interview, they created a new role in that office. It wasn't part of the arrangement. They were recruiting for programs, coordinator, something. But they said, we like you. The glory was looking for the worthy company, organization that brother worked with. The same language, say, but for some reason, I like you. Then they created a particular desk that was never in that company. And they said, this is your letter. Resume tomorrow. Then they went ahead to recruit for the other role. Then he said to me, this is an able-bodied man, oh, crying on the phone for like almost 1 hour, crying and talking to me. I said, calm down, calm down. Glory to God. Glory to God. You say amen. I say, yeah, continue. God has not touched you. When God touches you, you will weep. You can't be strong. If God wants to bless you, you will be afraid. I say, you'll be afraid. That's a prophecy. I say, you'll be afraid. If God, when God chooses to visit you, people will wonder what you ate. Because you become afraid that, what have I done? What is man that you are mindful of me? What have I done? It's not your prayer life. It's not your fasting. It's not. He just woke up that morning with your name. God woke up that morning and said, ah, favor. Mm. The brother got the job. But he said for 1 month he has been going to that office. He said he was telling himself that he's in a dream. Because he has never worked like that. Like wake up in the morning, go to work. He said he has never. He said so he was telling himself like, I'm in a dream. I'm in a dream. That is when I see a lot, I will know I have a job. The day they paid him was the day he called me. He said, Pastor, please, I'm sorry. Can I follow you for the rest of my life? I say, you can't follow me. I'm in Lagos, you're in Abuja. He said, Pastor, you understand. I've been in Abuja for years. I've gone through all these phases. Nobody told me something that came to pass in 3 months. He said, Pastor, okay, I want to, my first fruit. I said, no, keep it. Keep it. You need the money. I said, okay, go and pay the tithe in your church. Ha! The guy said, you won't take it. I said, it's your tithe now. I don't eat tithe. Go and pay it in your church. The word was given in November. It came to pass in February. Say, for the Lord watches over his word to perform it. But that brother was not the only one I prophesied to in that meeting. Many of them just prefer to fall down under the anointing. But it's okay. It's a move of the spirit. But this one, because his situation was dire, he held, there's a way you hold on to the word, like, this is it. There's no other thing. You just held on to it. And 3 months, the seed matured. When we come back second service, it will be both. We are now going to take this kind of, then we'll preach and pray at the same time. So it's going to be, you don't want to miss that. We are going to teach, then we are going to pray. Then we will address the fig tree. Are you with me? I said we address what? Uh-huh. Because we are now in a season of fruitfulness. Say amen. I said we are now in a season of fruitfulness. But there is something that can take that thing away. It's a fig tree that is cursed. So we'll pray. We are going to visit the bloodlines. Bow your heads. Father, we lay every heart before you this morning. In the name of